Lesson 6. They straightway left their nets. Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 32, chapter 5, chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, and Matthew chapter 10. Purpose. To help class members understand that apostles are called to be special witnesses of Jesus Christ, and that we are blessed when we sustain and follow them. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 32. Jesus teaches in a synagogue in Nazareth and testifies that he is the Messiah of whom Isaiah prophesied. The people angrily reject him. B. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, verses 27 through 28, and chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. Jesus calls his 12 apostles. C. Matthew chapter 10. Jesus ordains and instructs the 12 apostles and sends them forth to preach the gospel. 2. Additional reading. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, and chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 23 through 24, 33 through 35, verse 39 and verse 58. Bible Dictionary, Apostle, 612. 3. If the following pictures are available, use them during the lesson. Calling of the Fisherman, 62496, Gospel Art Picture Kit 209, or Jesus and the Fisherman, 62138, Gospel Art Picture Kit 210, Christ Ordaining the Apostles, 62557, Gospel Art Picture Kit 211, and a picture of the current quorum of the 12 Apostles from the most recent conference issue of the Ensign or Liahona. 4. Suggestion for teaching. Learn and use class members' names. When you do so, class members see that you care about them as individuals. Knowing class members' names can also help you encourage participation by enabling you to direct questions to specific people. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Have a class member read the first part of Mosiah, chapter 27, verse 31, through confess that he is God. Explain that at Jesus Christ's second coming, everyone will recognize him as the Savior. This was not true at his first coming. The Jews had studied prophecies about the Savior's coming for centuries, but many of those who heard Jesus failed to recognize him as the Savior. Because Jesus did not free the Jews from Roman control, as they expected the Messiah to do, many of them rejected him and his message. Point out that the first part of this lesson will discuss what happened when Jesus first announced that he was the long-awaited Messiah. Other parts of the lesson will discuss Jesus' calling of apostles to help spread his message. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss the blessings that come from knowing that Jesus Christ is the Savior and from following the apostles. 1. Jesus announces that he is the Messiah. Discuss Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 32. Invite class members to read selected verses. Explain that Jesus was invited to read a passage of Scripture and comment on it during the service in the synagogue in Nazareth. Have a class member read Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. Point out that verses 18 through 19 are a quotation of Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. Isaiah is called Esaias in Luke chapter 4, verse 17. What are these verses about? They are prophetic descriptions of things the Messiah would do. See Lesson 1. When Jesus finished reading the passage from Isaiah, what testimony did he bear? See Luke chapter 4, verse 21. He declared that he was the Messiah of whom Isaiah prophesied, and for whom the Jews had been waiting for centuries. How did the people in the synagogue respond to Jesus' declaration? See Luke chapter 4, verses 22 through 29. Why do you think the people in the synagogue had difficulty accepting Jesus as the Messiah? See Luke chapter 4, verse 22. Answers may include that they knew him and had watched him grow up, so they could not see how he could be the great Messiah they were expecting. Why do you think some people today have difficulty accepting Jesus Christ? How can we strengthen our testimonies that Jesus is the Savior? 2. Jesus calls his 12 apostles. Read and discuss selected verses from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, verses 27 through 28, and Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. Display the picture of Jesus and the fishermen and the picture of the current 12 apostles. As you discuss the scripture passages, help class members understand that apostles are called to do what Jesus himself did in the synagogue in Nazareth: declare that he is the Messiah, the Savior. What were Simon, Peter, James, and John doing when Jesus came to them? See Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. What did Jesus tell them about how their lives would change if they followed him? See Luke chapter 5, verse 10. How has your life been affected because of your decision to follow Jesus Christ? How did the miracle with the fishing nets foreshadow the experiences that Peter, James, and John would have as fishers of men? Mark chapter 1, verse 17. Have class members consider the following phrases. A. Luke chapter 5, verse 5. At thy word I will let down the net. They would work where Jesus directed them. B. Luke chapter 5, verse 6. They enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net brake. They would find many people who would accept the gospel. C. Luke chapter 5, verse 7. They beckon unto their partners that they should come and help them. They would call others to assist in the work. Point out that in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, Jesus called Peter, James, and John to be his disciples. Later, he would call them to be apostles. Write disciple and apostle on the chalkboard. What is the difference between a disciple and an apostle? Explain that a disciple is any follower of Jesus Christ. Bible Dictionary, Disciple, 657. An apostle is a disciple who has been called to be a special witness of Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 23. The word apostle means one who is sent forth. Bible Dictionary, Apostle, 612. The members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles are sent forth to testify to the world that Jesus is the Savior and Redeemer of mankind. Why was it important that Jesus call apostles? See Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 through 38, chapter 16, verse 19, Mark chapter 3, verses 14 through 15, John chapter 20, verses 19 through 21, and verse 23, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 15. They would help Jesus preach the gospel and would lead the church and carry on priesthood authority after Jesus was gone. Why is it important that the Lord has called apostles today? How did Jesus choose the original 12 apostles? See Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 13. How did Jesus prepare himself to call them? How does this compare to the way people are chosen today to be apostles and to serve in other church callings? Church leaders pray and seek inspiration to know whom the Lord would have serve in each calling. What do the scriptures tell us about the background and character of the men whom Jesus called as apostles? See Luke chapter 5, verse 5 and 8, verse 11, and verses 27 through 28. Answers may include that they had no formal training for the ministry, but they were humble, obedient, hard-working men who were willing to sacrifice everything to follow the Lord. What does this suggest about how a person becomes qualified to serve the Lord? See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, verse 3 and verses 5 through 6, and the 5th Article of Faith. 3. Jesus ordains and instructs the 12 apostles. Read and discuss selected verses from Matthew chapter 10. Display the picture of Christ ordaining the apostles. After Jesus called the 12 apostles, he gave them priesthood power and instructed them in the responsibilities. What do we learn about the powers and responsibilities of apostles from Jesus' counsel in Matthew chapter 10? List class members' responses on the chalkboard. Answers may include those listed below. A. They have power to heal the spiritually and physically sick. Verse 1. B. They are sent to the lost sheep of Israel to preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verses 6 through 7. C. They are to use their priesthood power to bless and heal people. Verse 8. D. They are to seek out those who are prepared to hear the gospel. Verses 11 through 14. E. They are to teach as guided by the Spirit. Verses 19 through 20. F. They are to give their lives entirely to the Savior's work. Verse 39. How do the powers and responsibilities given to the original apostles compare to those given to latter-day apostles? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verse 23, 33, and 35, Section 112, verse 14, and verses 19 through 22, and verses 30 through 31. How have you seen latter-day apostles fulfill these responsibilities? What blessings are promised to those who follow the apostles? See Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 through 42. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 45 through 46. Elder Spencer W. Kimball said, "No one in this church will ever go far astray who ties himself securely to the church authorities whom the Lord has placed in His church. This church will never go astray. The Quorum of the Twelve will never lead you into bypaths. It never has and never will." In Conference Report, April 1951, page 104. Conclusion. Testify that Jesus Christ is the true Messiah and that the 12 apostles are special witnesses of Him. You may want to share an experience in which following the counsel of an apostle blessed your life. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. The current 12 apostles. Display pictures of the current 12 apostles and help class members learn their names. You may want to use the following quiz. Give each class member a pencil and a piece of paper and ask them to number their papers from 1 to 12. Display a picture of each apostle without revealing his name, and ask class members to write the name on their papers next to the appropriate number. When you have shown all the pictures, review the correct answers. 2. The original 12 apostles. Help class members learn the names of the original 12 apostles. Matthew chapter 10, verses 2 through 4. Present the following information in your own words to help class members understand how various apostles are referred to in the Scriptures. Two apostles were named James, James the son of Zebedee, and James the son of Alphaeus. Two were named Simon, Simon Peter, and Simon the Canaanite, also called Simon Zelotes, the Zealot. Two were named Judas, Judas also called Lebaeus Thaddeus, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Christ. Matthew was called Levi in Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 28. Thomas was also known as Didymus, which means twin. The apostle referred to as Bartholomew in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke is presumed to be the same person referred to as Nathanael in the Gospel of John. 3. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. Have class members read Matthew chapter 10, verses 35 through 38. How are verses 35 and 36 sometimes fulfilled when a person joins the church? Knowing that the Lord wants our families to be peaceful and united, why do you think He made these statements? To whom should our first and strongest loyalty go? See verses 37 through 38. See also Luke chapter 14, verse 33. 4. Video presentation. The first segment of New Testament Customs, a selection from New Testament video presentations, 53914, may be useful in this lesson. This segment includes information on what it meant for Jesus to declare Himself the Anointed One, or Messiah. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. On worship in the synagogue, and on what it means to preach the gospel without purse or scrip, as Jesus instructed His apostles to do. Matthew chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. End of lesson 6. They straightway left their nets.